Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show.
Hi, Noelle. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, so I am the author of Under the Influence, and it's my debut novel, so I could not be more excited. I live in New York City, and I'm just so excited to be here and talk about my book and about some other amazing books that I recommend as well.
I love it. So we got to talk about Under the Influence because it's actually, it's about obviously influencers, but it's more like the Devil Wears Prada of the digital age, or more like the millennial Devil Wears Prada, you know, it talks about influencers, but wellness influencers, which are a unique breed of its own. So talk to them, what was the source of inspiration? Like, what's the elevator pitch, and what was the source of, like, how do you came up with the story to be your debut novel?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I feel so flattered that people are calling it the Devil Wears Prada for the digital age, because I am a big Devil Wears Prada fan. I really loved the book and I loved the movie. And as you said, it is about a self-help wellness influencer. And so the main character, Harper, is a young woman, and she ends up moving to Nashville to work for this very charismatic influencer named Charlotte Green. And Charlotte Green has created a company that is almost like those cult-like companies where they have dance parties and things like that. And Harper, our main character, gets into that and sort of sees the ins and outs of this self-help influencer world and what this company is all about, and gets really swept up in it and ends up kind of learning that there's a dark side to being a girl boss.
Yes, there is. I was just telling you before we got started that I was like, I sort of got hooked in this self-help wellness influencer world in the 2010s, 2012, you know, from like the Mama Ginas who taught pleasure, to Marie Forleo, who taught like how to do online business, how to do pain points. And it's like this whole world of like charismatic female founders who just like basically created a cult, like, you know, language, expectations and stuff like that. And so reading your book was like somewhat healing from that like case of like, oh, like I don't have to be toxically positive, you know, I don't need to sell my pain point, you know, like the pain point is your whole thing. I don't need to be vulnerable for the sake of being vulnerable, you know.
Exactly. And so many people have said that they really resonate with the story, with a lot of the characters, what they go through, and they're, you know, reminiscent of a time where maybe they were following influencers really strongly, or they were deep into self-help. And so I'm glad that you found it entertaining.
It was entertaining. It was like, oh, okay. I don't ever have to. Like, it's kind of like, oh, my hobbies can be just hobbies. Like, my things can just be things, you know? And I don't have to. I think in some ways it heals the relationship with work, because Harper is just like starting out and she wants to just do a good job, and like realizing like conflict of like doing the job when the job is never done. And it's like, and the expectations are always like the next level, and so you're never able to accomplish. It's a really jarring position that many of us have gone through in different jobs.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. Hustle culture is one of the biggest themes in the book, about what that looks like, about burnout culture. And to your point, it's something that a lot of people have really gone through before, whether it was in the beginning of their career or maybe something that they're facing right now, is either being in a toxic work environment with a bad boss or feeling this pressure of hustle culture, especially, you know, in this digital age that we're in.
Yeah, it's a really telling, and it's like, it's, and, you know, there's like a hustle culture, there's like a, there's a whole different ball game, you know, but it's, I would tell you, like, at least I've gone through it. I've lived in New York, I've done the whole, you know, try to accomplish and make it anywhere and all those different things. And it has taken me, I left New York in 2020, and it has literally taken me 3 years of intense therapy to just deprogram myself to have that. You know, to not have that idea that I need to always perform, that I need to always be perfect, that I need to always people please my way to it, and that I always the level that I need to escape my life. Because that's the other part, is the fact that it's like just an expectation self-help gurus tell us, like, you should just quit your 9-to-5 job, but they need the 9-to-5ers to do the job when you do.
Exactly. And it really is such a universal story. And that's what I found, is people who read the story are telling me, wow, this feels exactly like how I used to feel, or being able to resonate. Or to your point, I had to deprogram myself because I used to think this way. And so it's really wild to know that it's very unique for anyone to say that they have not had a bad boss. Most people have, or most people have been in a toxic work environment. So it's definitely a book that I hope people can resonate with the story.
Yeah. So what are you working next? So you're working on something else, or, you know?
Yeah. With this being my debut novel, I'm just so excited to see how people like it, to see the reception from it and everything. And so I'm very much knees deep, especially it's my first one. So it feels like, you know, a baby to me. And so I'm very much focused on that, but I have some ideas and things that I'm excited to hopefully work on next. But until then, it's all about Under the Influence right now.
Perfect. And so in your pre-interview, you mentioned that you had traveled to 10 countries this year. Which has been your favorite country, and like why? And why should, like, do some armchair traveling right now?
Yeah. So my partner travels a lot, so I'm fortunate enough to get to go to a lot of places with him. But I would say my favorite country thus far has probably either been Croatia or the Philippines. I'm half Filipino. And so obviously getting to travel to a place where my family is from was incredible. I got to meet some of my family there that I've never met before, and have traditional Filipino cuisines and things like that. And that was just a really incredible experience.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I actually, going to the Philippines, it's one of my dreams to go. You know, like, it's just, it seems like fun. I am from Puerto Rico. And so Philippines and Puerto Rico, we fought the same war against our colonizers. They got rid of the U.S., but we're still with the U.S. But there's still like this, like, parallel universe, because there were Spanish colonies, you know. So we have similar things, like similar food and similar like ideas that are just like based on like, you know, of what we were colonized. So
definitely. And going there, I just had a different level of respect for my grandparents, because mm-hmm. they moved here at such a young age, and yeah. getting to go there and see where they moved from yeah. is just, it's really humbling. And you just have a different layer of appreciation.
Yeah. So let's talk about your reading life. What kind of books do you tend to read?
I read a lot of different types of books, but I will say I gravitate a lot towards women's fiction or commercial fiction. Mm-hmm. I feel like I love, you know, I love love. I love a love story. And I also, I love when wealthy people behave badly. I don't know why. That is just so, it's like so juicy and fun to be reading that. And then I also really love like boarding school sort of books. I don't know why any of these are some of the things that I love, but those ones, I usually gravitate towards those.
I am all about rich people behaving badly. I'm also all about boarding schools, secret societies and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, you know, kind of like, I wouldn't be part of it in my real life, but I'm enjoying it, reading somebody else taking a mess out of it, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel the same way.
Yeah. So let's start some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Okay, so my first recommendation is Ghost by Dolly Alderton. It is one of my favorite books. As somebody who has dated in New York City and has gone through the dating scene as an adult. I felt like this book was something I really resonated with. The main character basically is going through the dating scene. She's a little bit older and she's just going through the woes that is dating. And personally, as somebody who has been ghosted before, I read this book and thought, okay, there's a whole novel that has to do with this. So I'm in a good place. I'm just about average dater now.
Yeah, I feel like this is like a pretty, Dolly like writes like so like really like telling like relatable stories. I'm like, yep, yes, I understand this.
Absolutely. Her main character is so witty and charming and sarcastic and just has all these great one-liners. And so yeah, the book was very entertaining. I just devoured it.
I love this. No, tell us where you can find it online.
At Noelle Crooks, NoelleCrooks, everywhere, Instagram, TikTok. I'm on Threads now. I'm everywhere. I'm all the social media places.
It is so good. You're the first one to talk about Threads, so very exciting.
I think I only have one thread, but it's up. It's there.
It is so good. So thank you, Noelle, for being on the show.
Absolutely.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.